The watchdog organization Euridicum Remedium is proposing that the European Directive for Data Retention be looked into by the Czech Constitutional Court to assess if it is in line with the Czech Constitution. The proposal, which has backing from 46 Parliament deputies, aims to stop the mandatory storage of technical data by communication providers implemented since 2006 on the grounds of the said EU directive. Sarah Borufka talk to the watchdog's Philip Buspischil about what exactly data retention is and how it could violate people's right to privacy.
Data retention is generally means that operators of mobile telephone companies as well as internet providers are obliged to collect and to store data of the users, so-called technical data, but in fact the data that tells very much on the behavior of the users, on their contacts, on their social life, and so on.
You have prepared a proposal to have the law on data retention looked into by the Constitutional Court. Can you tell me a little bit about what kind of change in law you are hoping for?
Basically, we were very much inspired by similar moves of organizations of our kind in Germany, where just last week Constitutional Court ordered to deletion of all the stored data from their national law providing data retention. And we hope for the very similar goal. And also we want to make the officials and the ministries to prepare new legislation that would provide much higher protection of the data, that would limit the access to the data and also will limit the amount of stored data on such communication.
You mentioned Germany in comparison to other European countries. How is the Czech law on data retention? Is it relatively liberal or is it rather strict?
I would say that it is not the law that would be much more strict than in other countries, because anyway, this national legislation in almost all the European states are anyway implementing a European data retention directive. What is important distinction is actual practice, because there are some European states, like for instance Austria, that haven't started really to implement in practice this European directive. There are countries like Romania or Bulgaria where constitutional courts already declared that this practice is unconstitutional. And there are some countries that collect lesser and some countries, on the other hand, bigger amount of data related to the communication. So there is more like a difference in actual practice than in that national legislation.
Philip Buspischil of the watchdog Euridicum Remedium explaining how data retention by mobile phone operators and internet providers can violate people's right to privacy.